This is the Texas Standard.
It's a windy afternoon about 10 miles west of Kermit, about 45 miles west of Odessa. That sound is the Black Mountain Sand Company, busy harvesting, cleaning, and drying frac sand.
Every day, trucks will come pick up about 13,000 tons. Each truck can carry about 23 tons.
Hayden Golepski is the company's chief commercial officer. We're watching the mining process from an ATV, parked in the middle of 640 acres of untouched sand dunes, full of green vegetation. Golepski gestures to the east of the company's four-month-old mine.
All those dune complexes, as you can see, that's what we're avoiding.
The reason, Golepski says, this is home of the dune sagebrush lizard. The little guy loves the plant life in Sandy Hills, but the Permian Basin energy industry also loves that sand. Companies estimate using local frac sand can be up to 50% cheaper than importing it from the Midwest. Since last year, more than a dozen mining companies have announced plans to open sand mines across the Permian Basin. That boom has conservationists sounding the alarms.
It's a really new threat, and it just sort of came in all at once and really has the potential to, you know, wipe out a lot of lizard habitat if it's not controlled.
Yahweh Lee is with the Defenders of Wildlife. His group, along with other conservation organizations, filed a petition this week requesting the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service add the dunes sagebrush lizard to the endangered species list. This could allow feds to place regulations on landowners to protect the lizard's habitat. Lee and the Defenders of Wildlife estimate frac sand mining has disturbed more than 1,000 acres of the lizard's habitat in Texas in just the past year.
If habitat development continues at that pace, the threat from sand mining is going to, you know, overshadow the threats from oil and gas development.
The dunes sagebrush lizard was almost listed as endangered in 2010, but instead, the Texas Comptroller's Office, which is in charge of overseeing the state's endangered species, worked with the oil and gas industry to come up with a voluntary conservation plan. Lee says that didn't satisfy conservation groups.
You have to trust someone's, you know, word of mouth on that issue, and that can be a real problem.
Since Texas law doesn't require companies to release much conservation data, the state and feds have had to rely on self-reported data. A state study last year found more than 2,300 acres of the lizard's habitat has been destroyed since a voluntary conservation plan went into effect. This is above the state's initial estimates.
We realized that the better thing to do, rather than, you know, try to make sure that all the puzzle pieces will fit at the end, is just kind of to step back and start from scratch.
Robert Gully oversees endangered species conservation for the Texas Comptroller's Office. Earlier this year, the office announced it's completely rewriting the Dunes Sagebrush Lizard Conservation Agreement. Gully says the goal of the new agreement is to get so many landowners to cooperate that the feds don't put the lizard on the endangered species list. He says landowners may be willing to cooperate because they worry an endangered species listing could devalue their land.
We're going to continue to work to try to bring as many people into the program, because the more people we bring into the program, the more protection the lizard is afforded.
Gully says so far, 8 of the 17 frac sand mining companies have agreed to avoid the lizard's habitat. Black Sand Mountain is one of them. That land Hayden Golepski showed me.
We own it. We could mine it. There are good reserves there, but that's deemed habitat, so we stay out of it.
For Black Mountain Sand, this means foregoing mining on 15% of their land. Golepski says not everyone is taking his company's approach. He's seen some conducting their own impact studies on the lizard's habitat.
They want to prove that it's not. And while that may be a worthwhile study for them, it's the easier option was to just stay completely clear of it for us.
For the state's part, the Comptroller's Office has hired a Texas state biologist to use satellite images to update the 6-year-old dune sagebrush lizard habitat map. The entire plan is set to be finished by the end of the summer. In the meantime, the feds will be reviewing the petition to put the lizard on the endangered species list and deciding on any future protections. In West Texas, I'm Natalie Krebs for the Texas Standard.